Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. We have been talking about the Rajat in our programs. In our first program, we discussed the concept of Rajat. What is it? In the second program, we talked about Rajat in the Holy Quran and the proof of it. In this program, we're going to go a little bit further and in greater detail to discuss something more. So I hope you have your herbal tea or coffee with you, because now we're going to be talking about who will return in the Rajat. There are many issues surrounding the concept of Rajat, and the Rajat is an important period in the world that Allah refers to as the days of Allah. Speaking about this, our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, says 3 days are the days of Allah: the day of the rising of the Qa'im, may Allah hasten his reappearance, the day of judgment, and the day of the Rajat. Now, the Rajat does not include all human beings. It is specifically restricted to pure believers and atheists. Among those who will return are divine prophets and infallible imams. It is mentioned in some traditions that the first imam that will assume responsibility and authority after the living imam and during Rajat will be Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is also stated that he will rule for many years. All believers and true awaiters who have died before the reappearance of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, can return to this world during the Rajat to support the living Imam. However, this group of people are not under any duress or obligation to return when Allah gives them the option and gives the command that the Imam has returned. However, the hypocrites and the atheists will not be given any option to return. They will have to return under divine command to return to this world, because logically, they would never return out of their own free will. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam has said, anyone who invokes Allah with the supplication of Ahad will be one of the supporters of the Qa'im. And if he dies before his reappearance, Allah will raise him from his grave to support the Qa'im. Glad you stayed, aren't you, Sister Spade?